Maybe Maxime Borodin was depressed in ways his friends just didn't recognize and threw himself off his fifth-floor balcony this week in Yekaterinburg, Russia. Maxime Borodin was 32 and a reporter for the local Novy Den website, where he'd done tough stories about crime and political corruption, including Yevgeny Prigozhin, the oligarch indicted by the United States for running the troll factory that helped Russia try to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Maxime Borodin wasn't just reporting on the latest craze in spa treatments. Reporters for the website say there were no signs of a struggle in his apartment, but he'd been previously threatened for his stories. And Polina Rumyatseva, his editor, told CNN, as Maxime had big plans for his personal life and career, there is nothing to support a verdict of suicide. Journalism is a dangerous trade in Russia. At least 35 Russian journalists have been murdered since 2000, according to the Committee to Protect Journalists and the Glasnost Defense Foundation. They weren't covering shooting wars or riots, but powerful Russian institutions. A surprising number have implausibly fallen or slipped to their deaths. In March 2007, Ivan Savrinov, who was investigating the sale of Russian arms to Iran and Syria, died after falling from a fifth-floor window. It was ruled a suicide. In November 2009, the independent broadcaster Olga Kurovskaya fell to her death from a 14th-floor window. She'd been battling for control of her station with a member of the government. Her death also ruled a suicide. February 2012, Viktor Apanasenko, editor of a newspaper that had been investigating paramilitary raids in southern Russia, died after slipping in his home. November 2015, Mikhail Lezin, often described as President Putin's state media czar but had fallen out of favor with him, was found dead after a fall in his hotel room in Washington, D.C. The FBI says he fell from extreme drinking and blunt force trauma to the head and injuries to his neck, arms, legs, and torso. That must have been some fall. March 2017, Nikolai Gorokov, the lawyer for Sergei Magnitsky, who was the source of reporting on Russia's largest tax fraud, fell from a fourth-story window while trying to move a bathtub. Russian authorities made that explanation with a straight face. Mr. Gorokov remains in a coma. Their names are on a roll of honor with almost 30 more dauntless Russian reporters. Let us hope brave Russian journalists stay away from windows.